The Torah teaches us that this week's parasha, Chodesh is Elochem, Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon Hu Lochem L'Chodesh Hashanah. The Rosh Chodesh Nissan is the Rosh Hashanah for the entire year. The Rosh Hashanah, Rishon Hu Lochem L'Chodesh Hashanah. The Gemara Masech the Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Amud Beis brings the Machlokes of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua exactly when was the world created. Was the world created in Tishrei? Was the world created in Nisan? And the Sefer Ginza Yisrael explains that there really is no disagreement. Rather, the world that we know as runs in the normal fashion, what we know as Teva, what we call as nature, that was created in Tishrei. And the world that's Lamalam Dercha Teva, the world that represents the special supervision HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives this world that is above the rules of nature was created in Nisan. And he explains that there's a fundamental difference in a world run through nature and a world run with Lamala Mederech HaTeva. He explains when we have Derech HaTeva, so if somebody earns money, somebody else, if I'm earning your money, you're giving me money that now was till now by you and is now by me. Whereas when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supervising the world, l'mal m'derech ha-teva, above the rules of nature, then just because someone earns money or someone becomes enriched in any way, that doesn't require that someone else should have to lose. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to supervise the world in his own unique manner. And in fact, that's shot in the Pasuk in Mishlei. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, Birchas Hashem hi ta'asher v'lo yosef etzev imoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses people that they should become wealthy v'lo yosef etzev imoy. And there won't be any etzev. There won't be any sorrow, there won't be any sadness attached to that. What is the Pasuk saying? Why, if a person gets wealthy because HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses him, should it be a reason to be upset that the Pasuk says you don't have to worry, nobody will be upset? So he explains, because what the Pasuk is teaching us is that many times people get wealthy, but they get wealthy at the expense of others. Says the Pasuk, Brich Hashem hi ta'asher, the brach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings wealth, and that wealth is not at the expense of anyone else. Rashi, at the beginning of the Torah in Parshas Bereishis, quotes the Maimer Chazal, Amar Rav Yitzchak Eloi, Hayutzar lahasklas HaTorah el mechodesh zelechem, shehi mitzvah rishoina. The Torah should have begun with this Pasuk, the Pasuk that teaches us about Rosh Chodesh Nissan, El Shloyim Ru'ulim Mas'olim Listem Atem. Yerav Yitzchak says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us all of Sefer Bereishis and Parashas and say that Shema is still this Pasuk, to be able to teach us that whatever we have is not because we took it from someone else. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. That lesson, that what we get because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. We don't get because we took it from someone else. That is the lesson of Sefer Bereishis. That is the lesson of the special Hashgacha Pratis, of the special Hashgacha and the special supervision HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for Klal Yisrael, that they're not limited to the regular rules of nature. And the Medrash, in fact, in this Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Rishon Tzion Nikra Rishon Yushlaim, Ve'esav Nikra Rishon, U'Mashiach Nikra Rishon. Bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenikra Rishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's called Rishon, V'yivne Beis HaMikdash Shenikra Rishon, he will build the Beis HaMikdash, which is called Rishon, V'yifram and Esav, who is the Rishon, who is the Bechor, V'yivam Mashiach Shenikra Rishon B'chodesh Rishon. What is the Medrash teaching us? What the Medrash is teaching us is that when Mashiach will come, Meherib Yemenu, in Chodesh Nissan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redeem us, and it won't be because Esau will say, Well, you're taking away from me. How do you have a right to deprive me just because you want bracha? Because the bracha is not coming to us because of Esav. We're not taking anything that belongs to Esav. What we're recognizing is that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because we recognize that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything we receive is directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not through any other intermediaries. And that, I think, perhaps, is a lesson that the Gra also teaches us in this week's parasha. A very famous Rashi, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Dabana ba'aznei am, please go tell the people, Yishalu ish me'es re'eyu, Yisham me'es re'usa kli chesev kli zav. Go that they should take from the Mitzrim silver and gold. And Rashi quotes the Maimer Chazal, Ein no el losh mekosha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the word no, he meant please. But mekosha mecha, I beg of you, has hirim al kach, speak to them. Why, says Rashi, was HaKadosh Baruch Hu so interested to fulfill this obligation? That Avram Avinu should not be able to say that the part that we were to be enslaved was fulfilled, but the part where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu that Klai Yisrael will leave Mitzrayim with a great fortune like Kiyam Behem. And of course this is such a difficult Rashi to understand. Is the only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to keep his word is because he's concerned that Avram shouldn't have a claim? What does that mean? Moreover, what does Rashi Chazal mean? What is Rashi trying to say with the word behem? So the Gra says, we think that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Moshe Rabbeinu was sending a message to Klal Yisrael that we should go and ask the Mitzrim for their silver and for their gold, for their belongings. That isn't pshat, says the Gra. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from us was that we should go and borrow from each other. One Jew should borrow from another Jew. That ki and behem, that we should all from each other borrow, and we should do chesed with each other. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognized that a prerequisite to geula, a prerequisite to our having a Yeshua from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was that we should become accustomed to doing chesed. And that's why Avram Avinu, who of course represents chesed, chesed Avram, Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu, I will make sure that not only were Klal Yisrael enslaved, which represents, as we said at the beginning of this Dvar Torah, the tivi, the nature that people have to work, but I will also teach Klal Yisrael that there's above what nature is, and that's helping another Jew. When one helps another Jew, it doesn't mean that he will be deprived of when he helped another Jew. It actually means that he will be enriched by helping another Jew. Giving tzedakah never takes anything away from one. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, B'bakashim emcha, I asked you, I want Klal Yisrael to reach that madrega of chesed, of helping another Jew. Because I recognize when Klal Yisrael will come to an understanding by doing chesed, that the rules of nature don't apply to them. That the rules that if I give something to someone else, I lose, doesn't apply when one Jew helps another Jew. When one Jew helps another Jew, they are come to the Madrega that they could come to a Har Sinai and receive the Torah. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending the message to Klal Yisrael. Learn the lesson of Avram Avinu. Learn the lesson of Avram Avinu of doing chesed, of helping another person, which all emanates from a recognition that the rules of nature don't apply to Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, if Klal Yisrael will act in such a way, they will be roy, they will be worthy of Kabbalah HaTorah. And therefore, Dabana, I beg of you, please make sure that they get this message and learn this message and live this message
and then we will not be limited to the teva. We will not be limited to the nature. We will be above teva, and we will be zoche to Yeshuas and Geulas.